For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This is Phil Smith with this week's Corrupt Cop Story for the Drug Truth Network. This week we're going to Muskogee, Oklahoma, about which Merle Haggard once famously sang that we don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. Well, the great Merle notwithstanding, at least some people are smoking marijuana in Muskogee, and they apparently include a Cherokee County Sheriff's deputy and a jailer who are on paid leave after marijuana and drug paraphernalia were found at the home they share, according to local press reports. The county sheriff, Norman Fisher, said Deputy Dusty Riles and jailer Lynn Trammell are being investigated for allegedly smuggling drugs into the county jail, and that he would seek investigators from outside the county to look into the matter. According to the sheriff, Riles and Trammell deny taking drugs into the jail. Instead, Riles claimed that the drugs were drugs he had seized but took home because the lock on his work locker did not work. Authorities also found methamphetamine residue on a bong seized at the residence. No charges have yet been filed. As always, there are more corrupt cop stories this week. Check them out in the Drug War Chronicle online at www.stopthedrugwar.org.
It's time to play Name That Jurisdiction by Its Drug Law. In recognition of the UN Anti-Drug Day, this country held a huge gathering at a stadium for the execution of 57 people for drug crimes. Each year, they execute thousands of people in order to save them from oblivion. They yearn to please the American drug warriors in China. For thousands of years, marijuana has been known for its ability to safely provide for relaxation. It's time to play Name That Drug by Its Side Effects. Damage to the liver, the central nervous system, impaired vision, impaired sexual function, constant remorse and guilt, loss of family, friends, and employment, arrhythmia, high blood pressure, and heart attacks. Time's up. The answer, alcohol. Which, excluding car accidents, kills more than 120,000 U.S. citizens every year.
So what's that you're holding?
The Controlled Substances Act.
Controlled Substances Act? Brilliant! What'd you do with it?
Well, I found a way to incarcerate 1.6 million Americans every year.
Can you arrest them in their own homes, wherever they are?
Yes!
Arrest people wherever they are? Brilliant! What else are you working on?
Claiming that marijuana is more dangerous than crack.
More dangerous than crack? Brilliant!
Brilliant!
Prohibition, the drug trafficker's dream. Enjoy it everywhere.
Brilliant!
Please visit the Drug Truth Network, drugtruth.net. If we're ever going to break the back of this drug war camel, you're going to have to jump on and help out. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.